Chapter 1, Dream Vacation. "Did you see anything amazing?" Annie asked Jack. They were standing on the warm, sunny shore of Frog Creek Lake, packing up their new swimming gear: flippers, masks, snorkels, and red life vests.
"Not really," said Jack. "Weeds and rocks."
"Same here," said Annie. "How is your new mask?"
"Cool," said Jack as he put his glasses back on. "It didn't leak or fog up at all."
"Great," said Annie, pulling a tunic over her bathing suit.
Jack and Annie stepped into their flip-flops. Jack picked up the waterproof swim bag with all their gear, and they headed to the bike rack.
"I'd love to snorkel around a coral reef someday," he said.
"Me too," said Annie.
Jack strapped the bulky bag to the rack over his back wheel. He and Annie pulled on their helmets and pedaled out of the lake parking lot.
"Remember when Randy and Jenny snorkeled around a coral reef last spring?" Jack said.
"Oh, right. They went to a place called Cozumel with their parents," Annie said.
"They did all kinds of cool stuff.
Hey, should we call them? They said they'd be back from their aunt's house by 2.
"Sure," said Jack.
"Hold on, stop," said Annie.
Jack and Annie pulled their bikes over to the side of the quiet road. Annie reached into her handlebar bag and took out the old cell phone their dad had given them when he had gotten a newer model.
"Hey, we have a text from Randy."
She read the message.
"Darn, he says they're not coming back until tomorrow."
"That's okay, let's just go home then," said Jack.
He started pedaling again and turned at the corner. He started up their street, heading for their house.
"Jack, stop!" Annie called from behind him.
Jack stopped his bike and looked back. Annie was speeding after him.
"What's wrong?" he called.
She screeched to a halt.
"We have a message from Teddy," she cried, waving a yellow piece of paper. "When I put the phone away, I noticed this in my handlebar bag."
"How did it get there?" said Jack.
"I don't know," said Annie. "Teddy must have put it there when we were snorkeling, or maybe when my bike was in our yard, or parked at the library, or maybe..."
Okay, just read it to me," said Jack.
Annie read breathlessly. "Jack and Annie, please meet me at the treehouse as soon as possible. Teddy."
"Let's go," said Jack.
Annie put the message back in the bag, and she and Jack sped up the street. When they reached the edge of the Frog Creek Woods, they turned and rode their bikes between the trees, bouncing over roots, pine needles, and leaves.
"Teddy hasn't come to Frog Creek in a long time," said Annie.
"I know," said Jack.
"I hope nothing's wrong back in Camelot," said Annie. "I hope Morgan and Merlin are all right."
"Yeah, and Kathleen," said Jack.
"And Penny," said Annie, "and Arthur, and, well, all of Camelot."
Jack and Annie soon came to the tallest oak. The magic treehouse was back. A freckle-faced teenager with tousled red hair was leaning out of the window.
"Teddy!" Annie cried, waving.
"Hello," he called. "Climb on up."
Annie and Jack pulled off their helmets, left their bikes leaning against the tree, and climbed up the rope ladder. Inside the treehouse, they both hugged Teddy.
"What's happening?" said Jack. "Is everyone okay?"
"Oh, yes. Camelot is doing quite well," said Teddy.
"Good," said Annie.
"Do Merlin and Morgan have a new mission for us?" said Jack.
"Indeed they do," said Teddy.
"What do they want us to do?" asked Annie.
"They want you to have a fantastic time," said Teddy.
"What does that